I'd like to know who are the great multitude in white robes in Revelation 7, 9 through 14.
Okay. You know, it's interesting you should ask that because I've just completed a book that is actually the ink is drying. I'm not exaggerating. It's on the 144,000. And it goes into this in a little more detail than we will probably be able to cover. We're not offering that book tonight, but you keep listening. In a few weeks, when we get it in our warehouse, we're going to make that book available on the broadcast.
But your
question is actually answered right here in the passage. You're wanting to know who the great multitude is?
It says
in Revelation chapter 12, in verse 13, one of the elders comes to John and says, who are the ones arrayed in white robes? It tells us this great multitude has the palms and they're wearing white robes. And John says, sir, you live here, you know. So he says, these are the ones who have come out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So the great multitude, we believe, is the group who is saved through the ministry of the 144,000. Now, the 144,000 are 12 times 12,000, right?
Yes, sir.
On Pentecost, God was missing one apostle, Acts chapter 1.
Yes, there was only
11. Judas was replaced in Acts chapter 1. Then the apostles are filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. And those 12 apostles reach a great multitude of 3,000 that's baptized, right?
Yes, sir.
That was the first coming of Christ. In the second coming of Christ, just before Jesus comes, 12 times 12,000 are going to not just baptize Jews, but the whole world. That's why there's more of them. And the great multitude are converted through the influence of the 144,000. That's what I believe, and I give a lot more evidence in the book than I have time for right now.
Okay, so this is like what the result of the evangelism that occurs before the Blessed Hope.
They are a massive harvest that comes just before the Blessed Hope, Jesus' return.